Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Lomaby. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Lomaby. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Vierals. Batting second. The left fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vierals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Vierals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vierals hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Batty and he is out, Allen applying the tag. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up towards short. Vierals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball four. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mincher moves to second. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Lamabee covering, for the out. Mincher moves to third. Batty moves to second. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Lamabee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamabee bunts towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lamabee for the out. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. Buford moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive towards first. Mincher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby is 0-for-0 in the game. Lomaby strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-1 in the game. Olander is called out on strikes. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Romano settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Romano. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Jack Lamabee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamabee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamabee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mincher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Batty reaches second base with a double. Mincher moves to third. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-2 in the game. Olander bunts towards the mound. Lamabee fields it and throws to first for the out. Mincher scores. Batty moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Batty tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Jim Perry. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Lamabee covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Buford steals second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Floyd Robinson pinch runs for Pete Ward. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Al Weiss now playing second base. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhaals hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson, who is chasing the ball. Hall reaches third base with a triple. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to second. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Don Mincher. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into right field. Berry picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Berry. Oliva scores. Killebrew goes all the way around to score. Rollins moves to second. It's 5-4, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Batty is walked intentionally. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Uhlander hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Allen reaches second base with a double. Rollins scores. Batty moves to third. It's 6-4, Twins. Bob Locker now pitching. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington strikes out. Romano drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Worthington out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Rollins now playing third base. Harmon Killebrew now playing first base. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for John Romano. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Worthington covering, for the out. Two outs. Deacon Jones pinch hits for Bob Locker. Deacon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Horland pinch runs for Deacon Jones. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Al Weiss. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.